Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hey there.
Crowd, funny, there's only three people.
The crowd gets bigger every week. But, you know, three people with very, very, very
a
big hands.
A lot of hands, yeah.
Very, very big, loud hands. God bless them. Welcome, people. Welcome to the Bridal Body Shop on Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, I've got a few people swooning. And it is 1 o'clock. It is Wednesday, November 2nd. Holy moly.
Yeah.
Do you realize
Thanksgiving is 3 weeks away?
You want to know, it's really funny. I was talking to somebody last night, and he said to me, well, I'm going to wish you a happy Thanksgiving now because I won't be
and
seeing
you. And you were like, what?
Yeah, and I said, well, you, and then I realized, you know, it's like oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those things. It just, you know what, it's so funny because I remember distinctly turning to you and saying, what are your plans for 4th of July on the air?
Yeah.
And then what are you going to be doing for Labor Day?
It's crazy.
And it's just...
You know, when they say when time goes let's start again.
Good.
When time goes really fast, it just means that you're not bored.
Yeah, well,
and
we're busy.
Very busy.
And you know what's funny? With weather like we're having today...
Yeah, I'll take this the whole winter.
Oh, man.
Wouldn't it
this,
be great?
This makes it very, very hard
I
to
would
believe
love
that,
it.
That Thanksgiving is even a remote possibility.
Mm-hmm.
And just when you think about 21 days, when is it? It's early this year. It's 23rd.
The 24th, I think?
24th,
I think.
Yeah. So like three weeks.
3 more weeks.
That's
think about it.
So, but welcome, people. Welcome back. Hope your day has been a lovely one. Your week has been a lovely one. And let me give you a little bit... Because we had a couple of questions last week, and Elite always gives me the stink eye when I go into too much about the name of the show and the business behind it.
I don't give you the stink eye. I just say, let's not take a half hour on it.
You give me two stink eyes, and
I'm
going to clear up a lot of questions because we got a few last week. Thank you, drumroll. Thank you very much. The Bridal Body Shop was a business. Now, listen, Ziegelman, just you handle your sound effects. Was a business that Elite and I designed a few years back to get brides and grooms in shape for the wedding. We were walking up, we were shopping a reality show around, and then decided, you know what, radio is just as good. And here we are 4 years later. We have great ratings, thanks to you, and we're going to keep it going strong. So that's really it. This show is about health. It's about wellness. It's
wow, that's pretty cool.
You know what? Because I can't. It's like
give
I'm,
her a hand.
You know,
give her a hand.
Because
she's
you know
gonna
what?
Go on and on. Here
you know
she goes.
Something?
Here
you
she
know
goes.
Something? Because it's like I have to. It's like diffusing a bomb with you. I have to get it out, and so many. And
I have no patience.
Information to disseminate my love.
Right.
Do you understand that? Right.
Well, if they listen to us every week, they know exactly where the name's coming from.
Now you see something, darling.
Mm-hmm.
There might be this straggler
of
new listener that might be listening and saying, wow, so is this for weddings? No, because we believe that, yes, brides and grooms want to get shape for the wedding, but if you have a body that you want to improve, you know, health fits everyone.
That's
really what this show is about, so thank you. So cast of characters are, let me give the little entry. Go ahead. Oh, you're ready. You're getting ready with the sound effects already. Okay. Ladies behind the mics are...
Yes.
And I better get something. Lori Towers is me.
There you go.
Elite Ziegelman is she. See, I want the drum roll. I want something after.
I gave you the drum roll.
And then I wanted something after my name. Lori Towers is me. Let's do it again. You know, see? See, this is not where
okay.
we're supposed to go.
All right.
Elite Ziegelman, she, the Bridal Body Shop, is who we
that's
are.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, that's all that matters. And we thank you for joining us for another week of mayhem, of wellness tips, fitness tips, and everything else that you could possibly imagine. So thank you for coming aboard. We've got an interesting show today. But first, let me talk to my lovely co-host. Turn to her.
Where
and
is
ask
she?
With the most sincerity that I have in my heart at this given moment.
Yes.
How are you, Lee?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yes.
Everything good in your world?
Everything was good. I was just a little sick with a cold this
yeah,
week.
You do.
That was
but,
it.
But you're bouncing back, my
I'm
friend.
I'm bouncing back. I always bounce back.
And you know something?
And why do we bounce back so quickly?
Because,
you tell me.
Because
tell the world.
We have made exercise a part of our life.
There you
we
go.
We have been working out for the past 20, well, I'm
and you know I'm sick if I had to stay home that day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I have to make up for it for the rest of
that's
the week.
Exactly.
That's how
that was
sick
a one,
we are.
I think the what? Time I've known you, you've missed maybe four times at the gym.
That's it.
In the,
yeah.
the
all
7 years.
Years
I know
yeah.
you. Yeah.
It's pretty good, right?
So, and that was, I mean, it really takes a lot. And even well, I think.
It's dedication, baby. It's dedication.
Yeah, I think maybe just a couple of times the weather in the gym was closed or something like that.
Yeah.
But also,
sometimes it
I
wasn't
mean,
even my fault.
Your own. You
even
know,
with a broken toe, I went, remember?
And you broke your toe there, and you still wanted
still
to work
went
out.
There.
That was something.
Yep, that was.
That was something. But that's, you know what, that's. And see, this is where you see.
That's what
that
we try to do to people.
And
we
people,
try to
you know
make
what?
Them, you know, mold them into us.
And you know what? It's not like we have this cultish mentality that we're just trying
no.
to.
No,
we,
because
we're,
you know
we're
why?
Living proof. We're
right.
living
not
proof.
Not only that, I mean, there are people out there because I see them every morning at the gym. And they're every day they're there, just like I am and just like you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just wish that a lot of people would just, you know, pick it up and do it themselves.
You know what you have to have? You have to have that experience of seeing something different. Either
right.
it's the visual change,
and it doesn't
or
happen
either,
overnight.
No,
it
doesn't.
Takes a long
and
time.
See, that's where people go wrong because
yeah.
they're just about
patience.
To get there,
patience.
And then all of a sudden it's like, well, it's not working, and I'm going to
no.
stop.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? For as long as you're here, your body's got to work.
And Rome
so,
wasn't built in a day.
Yeah.
Either.
So think about this. This is our bodies are a no return policy. This is all we get for the remainder of our time here.
That's right.
And usually, if something goes wrong with it, unless, God forbid, something terrible, usually it's our fault. It's neglect. It's
right.
something that we haven't done wrong, something we've put in our body wrong repeatedly. You know what? Everybody's done some damage to their bodies. Look, let's be serious. We've lived. We have. But the idea is to correct it as quickly as we can and modify behavior. What is so hard about that?
No.
You know, it's just, it
it's
doesn't.
It's just a little switch in the brain.
Yeah. I
that's
mean,
all it is, you know.
That's really all it is. And, you know, anytime anybody asks our age, we get the thank you from our bodies for years of dedication. Because when someone says, oh, my God, I didn't realize you were that old, you look blah, blah, blah.
Right.
It's beautiful. And that's the thank you that...
That's enough.
Right.
That's enough.
And plus the fact that we could walk up flights of stairs without getting winded.
Yeah.
We can do things that we've done 20 years ago without a problem.
I could carry my whole food shopping in two hands.
Without
all those
a problem.
Bags.
Without a problem. And see, it's like it's the little gifts that we get every day that's real.
To pay us back.
Your body works. And your body should always work, and that's what we forget. And we don't honor it in the way we should. And the times that we realize when we should, it's usually when we get a diagnosis we don't want to hear, or maybe a contemporary of ours passes, and then we start recognizing the fact that we are responsible for this thing that houses us.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, let's do it. Let's
right.
just take care of it from the inside out. It's really not that, guys, it's not that hard. It's really not that hard. But today's show is going to be interesting. Elite, let me tell you something, and I got news for you, kiddo. No, not all. There we go. You know what? That I don't know what that was, but
it
let's
was
try
coming.
That again.
Well, you know
wait,
what
wait, 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 watch me. This is what I'm going to do.
What?
You know something, Elite. Did you know that not all water is created equal?
Really?
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
The sound effect is... Yeah, okay. That I like.
Nice, right?
See?
Feels good.
That's water. There we go. And
water is beautiful.
Water is beautiful. Water has, you know, again, everything that nature put here.
And
is
we
here
need
for
water,
a reason.
Right?
Right. I mean, water has so many potent qualities. Water is. I mean, I'm thinking now, the first thing that's coming to my head is water is perfect for drowning your co-host. I think that that's the first thing that's coming to my head. But no, but the thing is, people have gone.
Go swimming.
Go swimming. Go ahead. Stay down. Don't even put three fingers up. But people go to the stores and they buy the bottled water, assuming that it's regulated a certain way, and that the bottled water that they're getting is what they should be getting. And
true.
You know, and people
very
have
true.
Spent like a good amount of money for water that sits on the shelves, and they're assuming that, well, this is better than what I'm getting in my house.
Mm-hmm.
This is better, you know, this is better than anything I could give my kids from the faucet. So this is where I was wrong, because it's like you think that you're going to get something in the store that's going to be more beneficial than what you have. And usually it should be the case, but it isn't.
No.
So our guest coming up is Chris Cipriano, Paisana.
I'm
going
to bring him
paisan.
On. I'm going to bring him on. Chris, are you there?
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
First, let me lead in correctly. Chris Cipriano Paisan from Cake and Water. How about that? Give him a round of applause.
Woo! All three
first,
people
I just
stood
want
up
to say
you.
Thank you for having me on. I've never done anything like this before in my life, so you're making this a reality for me. So thank you.
So how are you, Chris? Have you been brave enough to listen to the show from this point on?
Yeah, I've been listening.
So let me ask you.
It's a great show.
Let me ask you something.
Well, thank you.
Chris, I mean, I met Chris and we've spoken, and, you know, there's this devotion that he has to this water that I always think, what's the backstory to that? Because when people have become loyalists, that there's such
when they
dedication.
Believe in something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, of course,
something.
I admire it, but I always like to know, okay, what
why
happened?
Do you believe in this
what,
water?
What brought you to that point? Because obviously
right.
it was a pivotal moment in his
right.
life.
Exactly.
That
and
made
he's
him,
young, right?
Yes. That made him think, oh, wow, this is the route I'm going. So,
right.
Phil, tell us about that.
Tell you how.
Yeah, so it's actually pretty funny. No one came to me directly and told me anything about it.
Hmm.
My family, we've been family friends with this other family for a long time, and they've been involved with this water for over 10 years.
Wow.
And, you know, I went through a pretty rough time with myself, and I guess I was just looking for an answer, and something just came to my head, and I remembered it as a kid, maybe hearing about it or something, and I looked it up the next day. I was doing a whole bunch of research, and the next day I went over to their house, and I got involved.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, knowing the things I know now, I feel obligated to share it with everyone. It's changed a lot of lives.
And that's the most amazing thing, because, you know, I look at somebody like him who's, like, just, I mean, so centered.
Well, right, he's so centered.
So centered and so dedicated. And it's really a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because, you know, again, at that age, it's just like, you know, you think about this, you think about big money. But he's in this for, you know, the betterment of society.
Right.
You know, and helping and worrying about other people's health.
Mm-hmm.
So that's more than commendable.
So tell me, why is your water different than tap water or bottled water and so on and so forth?
Right. So the bottled water, what a lot of people don't realize is, one, you know, before they pick up that water, now, how long is it just sitting on the shelf for? You know,
mm-hmm.
it's just sitting in these plastic containers, and
that I know
all of these
no good
chemicals. Yeah,
right.
All of these chemicals just get in the water that you drink, and that's, you know, it's just not healthy. You know, a lot of people, it's, you know, you have to drink from the BPA-proof bottles. That way, you don't get these chemicals in your body from the water you drink. Another thing too, a lot of people don't realize that the pH levels of the water out there on the shelves. People are drinking acidic water, you know, and the body is 70% water. So if you're drinking acidic water, your body's going to be acidic. And from a health standpoint, it's anything acidic is what leads to, you know, inflammation and disease.
Yeah.
So So yeah, if you I work for a I'm involved with a company called Enagic, and we've been we have systems that you could have in your own home, and it will restructure the water that you drink, making it alkaline, which is the 9.5.
Hello? Oh, he's still on here. Chris? Hello?
Maybe he's walking. Maybe he's going, he's grabbing some water. Put that water down, Chris.
Chris, well, something happened.
Okay.
Chris, call us back.
Okay, call us back. You know, but you know, the interesting thing that he was saying was, I mean, and truthfully, I mean, you walk into any store and you really don't know how long something...
Wait, let me bring him back.
Where's Chris? Chris.
Oh, I'm back.
We missed
what
you.
What happened?
Sorry about that. Something happened with my phone, of all days.
Of all days.
Live radio.
Get rid of that carrier.
I love it.
Yes,
live
definitely.
Radio. Anything could happen.
Okay, so tell
us
about the pH level and all that. That's what you would talk
about.
But
yeah, a lot of... it's actual... It's science that's been around now for a long time. It was actually proven, this doctor won a Nobel Prize for his research, that no disease could thrive in an alkaline environment. So, you know, if people are eating these acidic foods, you know, the standard American diet, you're eating all this unhealthy food,
mm-hmm.
and now you're also drinking these
yeah.
unhealthy liquids and water, you know, your body's just going to be acidic. And I think that's a real factor to why this country is so sick.
Right.
And what's scary, too, is, I mean, when we put, you know, solid food in our bodies, and it takes a while to break it down.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're putting acid in liquid form into your body,
right.
it assimilates so much quicker because it's liquid.
Exactly.
So, I mean, you have to think that is it's pretty dangerous. It's pretty scary when you think about it.
And also the Cancer Society always, you know,
yes.
says to drink alkaline water because
yes.
it's much better for your body. So there must be, you know, some proof behind all this,
obviously,
you know, with
yeah.
the acidicness and the alkaline. So do you sell, like, attachments for your faucets and stuff to, like,
Yeah,
that's basically what this is. It's a
yeah.
system that you could have in your own home.
Okay.
These systems, it's been around for 40-plus years now, and it's originated in Japan. It's Japanese technology. And in Japan, also in Canada as well, I believe,
mm-hmm.
our systems are showing up in a lot of hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow.
Right. In Japan, these are medical-grade systems.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it helps a lot of people. This is it's different than regular bottled alkaline water.
Mm-hmm.
When it goes through the system, it changes the properties completely, like nothing else out there.
You know what's sad? And I didn't mean to cut you off if I did, Chris. Every place he's naming, Canada, of course, would embrace something like this.
Mm-hmm. Japan?
Here, we don't.
No.
And the thing is,
why don't we?
I want to know
why, because the pharmaceutical runs our country, and the pharmaceuticals is where we make all the money. And they can't lose the money because we need illness.
And then he said Canada.
Right.
Like, of course they're in hospitals in Canada. Of course.
Yeah.
I'm sure in Europe, too.
So sad, isn't it?
It is
so sad.
So
this system, you know, that it is it an attachment, or is it like a whole, like, water, you know, diffuser and something like that? Like, tell me what it looks like.
It's something that, you know, we have different setups, you know, something that could just sit on, I have mine on the counter right next to my sink. We use it, you know, every day. Can't see myself living without it now. But there's other setups as well, to, you know, under the counter. If you're like my dad, he doesn't like seeing all the wiring and stuff on the counter. So the more counter space he has, the better. But there's a whole bunch of systems to get set up for everyone, whichever way you want it to get done.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like having a toaster oven. You know, that's just what it is. We see it. You know, the numbers right now. It's an exciting time. Exciting time because we see this being in everyone's household.
Very soon.
Yeah,
so
this is something that's going to be in everyone's household. just like the computers in everyone's household, yeah, and even in our pockets now. So it's an exciting time.
So now, as far as, I mean, obviously everybody's different. People that have tried this, I was reading that they could see the visible effects in how their body is moving and regulating within a few days.
Oh, I've heard, since I've been involved now, I've heard some crazy, crazy testimonials. Even last night, met a guy named Carmine. He was telling me, you know, he has severe arthritis pain, herniated discs, all these different conditions, you know, problems with himself. And just from drinking this water, it feels like it's helped him.
Wow.
You know, and you hear all of these people, you know, say that, it, you know, drinking this water is helping them with their problems and, you know, helping them get through their everyday life. So it's a good feeling to hear that, you know, we're helping
sure,
people.
Sure, it works,
you know?
Yeah. What you should do is pack up and move to Florida because the Florida water is terrible.
Is that right?
Oh my God!
That's my plan. We got to get everyone to know about this.
Florida water is just not filtered the right way for some reason. I don't know what it is. Is it the water there?
I didn't know that.
I don't know.
In general, I feel like the Western healthcare system right here, like here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It's structured to where we wait until we're ill to then treat
exactly
it.
Right.
And
isn't it the way it always is? Yeah.
It should be re-engineered. We should take care of ourselves before we, you know, to not get sick. And
right. Well, that's what I'm saying, that the pharmaceuticals run the country.
Exactly.
And that's, you know, if you get sick, you take this pill. And if that pill don't work, we'll have this pill to onset that pill.
Well, we don't invest in proper aftercare and proper, you know, like
or before care, like we were just saying, people don't exercise,
exactly.
And exercise is the cure all
for
everything.
Let's be serious. Treating the symptoms makes this country wealthy.
Yeah.
And that's what I've always said. And I don't care if we get a lot of calls or
that's the truth, though.
It
people
is.
Know.
We treat the symptoms.
Even
keep,
doctors know.
And we keep people in illness.
Mm-hmm.
And we keep people, and we don't give them any type of tools to make themselves better.
No. Nope.
So we hide all the stuff like this that could possibly enhance somebody's life and wean them off four different medications that they might be on during the day that they shouldn't be.
Right. And water is very important because, like you said, 70% of our body is water. And, you know, they say consume a lot of water. And if the water's healthy, it's even better.
Well, think about the mothers out there that are probably, you know, giving the babies tap water or going and just buying purified water in the store and figuring this is better for my child. And, of course, what mother wouldn't want to invest in that?
Definitely not. Definitely not. Especially mixing their formula up with it.
That's exactly right. I mean, think about this, right, Chris? I mean, you wash your food in certain water, even if you're not drinking it. Water is every place we touch.
It's incredible what this, all the different types of, our just life in general, we live because of water. You know, we're nothing without it, you know, it's what everyone needs. And, you know, besides just the drinking water that this system creates, it creates, you know, a healthy water that's good for your skin, that you can clean your fruits and vegetables, you know. Another problem, too, with our food that everyone is eating, it's they're all covered in chemicals, you know, and we take in these harmful chemicals. And I really think it's, you know, this is the reason why everyone is so sick and why people have these health problems.
That's
and
the truth,
with this one system, you could literally rip off all the chemicals on your fruits and vegetables.
Really?
And it, you know, even tastes better, too. So it's fun to cook with the water as well.
Now, is there a filter that you have to change all the time, or is it just changes the water as it comes out?
No, so what's great about it, too, it's so easy to use. You press one button to put it on. The filter, you have to replace once a year. It goes up to 1,500 gallons. So, an average household of four, you'll replace it once a year. And the system self-cleans. So you never have to touch it. Low maintenance.
Sounds really interesting. Got to look into that.
It's an incredible thing.
You know what? And I always, this could sound like a roundabout way of saying it, but anybody who questions the potency of water has never had Montezuma's revenge.
Oh, I've had it.
Because, no, but that's what I'm saying. And yeah. you could go to a foreign country and just do everything the right way.
Yeah.
I'm not drinking the water, my dude.
Mm-hmm.
But then you had some vegetables
yeah.
that were
that
washed.
That was washed in the water.
And that's it. So
yeah.
if anybody ever questions what something like that can do to your body, is cause absolute bedlam.
Or even
it's
have
chaos.
Their brewed coffee.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know.
Thing.
They're like so stupid. They don't understand that
water is
brewing the coffee.
That's
but I'm
the
sure
thing.
Things are different now.
Oh, I'm just saying.
You know?
But the truth is, it's like every place you touch, every place you go. So, I mean, having something like this has got to be something that would change your life for the better.
Definitely.
That's actually our motto with this company. It's a change your water, change your life. Cause it's,
yeah.
It's definitely changed. It's changed so many lives. It's just an incredible thing to be a part of.
Now, I'm going to ask you on a personal level, how has it changed your life on a physical level?
Oh, so, yeah, with myself, I mean, I got my system 5 or 6 months ago now, and just drinking it, I'm sleeping better.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very big in, I exercise, I go to the gym, and... you know, I like to do interval training on the treadmill. I used to run track in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So even just doing these sprints, you know, you finish your sprint, you drink the water, and just the way it hydrates you, because it hydrates you faster than any other liquid. Just because of the way it hydrates you, it's like refueling the gas tank, you know. You're able to just push yourself so much harder. But, yeah, it's just incredible. It's changed my life
for the better.
A whole lot, and my family too. We all drink it now. Even with my dad, you know, and his he used to have swollen ankles, so his swelling in his ankles went down. My mom used to have back pain, and her back
yeah.
pain is going away. So it's crazy. It's still crazy, you know, that water, that just by drinking this water, it's helped us in those ways, but. It you know, all I could say is just try it.
Yeah, what do you have to lose?
Well, yeah.
Right.
And you were even saying features of gout, which, I mean, that makes perfect sense to me. People that have gout would
mm-hmm.
definitely benefit greatly from this.
Oh, yeah, any condition. With the gout, actually, my family friends that were doing this for 10 years, my friend Romy has an incredible story, and he used to suffer from gout. You know, he had a lot of bad pain, and he used to walk around with a cane.
Okay.
And just after drinking this water, it helped him get rid of his gout. So now he's gout free. Walks around without the cane now. He's able to eat different foods too that he's never been able to eat before.
That's pretty
cool. Yeah. It's
very cool.
It's just incredible. The more and more I'm doing this and hearing stories.
Well, that's the best part, I think, because
he stands behind your product.
Yeah, and he does
work.
Seminars all over the place, and I think that's the best thing is, you know, you could talk to your blue in the face, and you could, you know, blah, 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 on for about a half an hour, but when that one person comes up to you and says, you know something, you really changed my life with this. Oh, my God, I can't believe I my sister-in-law is doing it. That's why you do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you do it.
Very true.
You know, that's the only thing I could say is just to try it. You know, I know some people that are, you try to share the information with them and they're disbelievers. But you know, those people that do try it and you do help, that's where it matters, you know. But, you know, everyone else there that is a non-believer, all I could say is, you know, we do these presentations to just educate on the topic,
right.
You know, to teach people. It's just a way of living and you know, a science that people just aren't familiar with.
Now, I was going to ask you, what do you do with, how do you handle the naysayers? How do you handle the people who go, yeah, right, yeah, okay. How do you do that?
I mean, you can't force anyone to do anything, you know, it's all on yourself.
You can't force a horse to drink the water,
yeah.
Can you?
You can't. You know, I'm there. I'm here to help people. I'm here to give this water to people. I make deliveries. I fill up water for my own system just to bring to people to try out. And you know, if someone just doesn't want to try it, there's nothing I could do about it, you know. I wish they would, because it could definitely help them, but.
Are you the only system are you the only well-known system out there that does this with the non-alkaline? Or non-alkaline,
no, this,
or is it alkaline?
No, the alkaline. The water is alkaline.
The water is alkaline.
But no, this is a huge community. Huge community.
And there's no other system out there like this. Nobody copied you?
No, there's no other system out there that compares. Our systems with Enagic, it's the only medical grade technology out there on the market.
Hmm.
So this is completely different from everything else out there. And but it's a huge community. Like I said, we've been around for 40 years now, and it's even, you know, it's really big in Hollywood too. You know, even I just made a website. I'll give the information at the end.
Oh, good. Yes, of course. Yeah.
To see some videos. They're all over YouTube with Kevin Hart drinking the water, Mariah Carey. It's huge in Hollywood, and a lot of doctors now are starting to learn about it and backing it up as well.
Now, so, where did they get the name Kangen? Kangen water?
It's Kangen, right?
So the word Kangen is it's a Japanese word. It means return to origin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, the whole science behind this water is, you know, drinking this is going to bring your body back to homeostasis. And if you, you know, treat your body the right way, give your body the right nutrients and stuff to thrive, it'll be able to take care of itself.
You know, it's interesting, as you're speaking, and I'm thinking in my head about where all of this can be best used. You know damn well that in Sweden, this will probably be in their school systems. Am I right?
Oh,
yeah. I'm sure, anywhere but here.
But I'm just saying, the Board of Education should get on top of this.
No.
Think about this.
Do you know the Board of Education, when my daughter went to school, they had expired milk, okay? That's what they were serving these kids. They really don't care. They really don't care. It's whatever,
it's,
you know.
I mean,
it's,
but think
just,
about this.
Everything was expired.
What's more important than keeping our youth healthy?
Yeah. How come they don't give money to the Board of Education?
I mean, think about how many times a day someone goes to the water fountain.
There is something broken in the United States.
Yeah,
and this world... The United States is broken. It's broken.
Well,
and now it's
going to
be more broken.
Thank you, Elite Siegelman.
I'm just telling you. I'm filling you in just in case everybody doesn't know.
No, but Chris, don't you agree? Shouldn't the Board of Ed, have, I mean, some sort of interest in this?
I mean, it's, you know, you
Well, they
you
would
ask
have
the,
to change
you know,
everything,
you,
the water
so,
fountains,
think,
everything.
Maybe not.
You know, you think, who do you know, who do you know that drinks water?
Everybody.
Everybody.
So it's something that everyone needs, you know.
But she's saying let's structure it from the kids on, like the kindergarten, and the kids are going to school every day. I mean, they're drinking water fountain water.
You know, imagine how much healthier and, you know, how much healthier your kids are going to be drinking this from a young age.
That's
you know, and it's something that everyone needs to learn about.
But I think a lot of more kids, they drink more water at home than they do, you know, in school.
But see, now the
so you have to educate the adults.
Right.
And that's
right.
what he's trying
course.
To do.
Of course. But the thing is, if the adults that are running the system know better and just like, okay, yeah, you know what, let's make sure that our kids are getting
You could just like
Well, I'm
going to
talk
that.
To somebody.
Right.
Don't worry, Chris. I'm going to talk to somebody for you. I'll get these things rolling. Now, before we let you go, this is the time in the program that we tell the guest to go plug themselves. So this is your time to get out website, any information that you think that we didn't cover, it's yours. You got the platform, man.
Sure. Well, first you could connect with me on Facebook. My name's Chris Cipriano. You could look me up. And also, I just finished my website. There's whole bunch of good videos on there as well. You go to chriscipriano.us.
Beautiful.
.us?
.us, yep.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Easy.
I'm going to put that all up on our page
tomorrow.
Yes,
definitely.
And what else, Chris?
And I guess just a message out there for everyone listening. For myself personally, this, you know, I've been, like I said, I've been involved for 5 months, and, you know, the water's great, but it's the, you know, the journey that it's definitely changing my life and impacting me the most. Like I said, I've never done like radio before today, and here I am on the show. So I'm just, you know, if you have a dream or a vision for yourself, just go for it. It's on you. You know, it's always been on you to pursue the life you want for yourself.
Yeah, you gotta go out and grab
it. There's a message I could give everyone. It's just, you know, work on being a better version of yourself. I want to thank Jason, my friend Jason Verdera. He's been a great help for me, and you know, just inspires me to be better. You know, be better every day. So I just want to say thank you to them and my family.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Amen.
And amen. And we'd like to have you on again if you would like to come on again maybe in the future. We'd love to have you on again.
Yes, definitely. I'd love
Perfect.
To.
That would be great.
Thank you, Chris. And email me all the other information so we could put it up on the Facebook page
and get it out
so that people could see it.
All right. Sounds good, Lori. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you,
Chris.
Go make it a good day, honey.
That was Chris.
All right.
Bye-bye, Chris.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And you know something? I tell you, I will tell you this. And you know what? Every time I see a young person that's driven, I know you give me that look because you know exactly where I'm going to go, I think of my godson.
Oh, no. Here we go.
No. And I think that
I wouldn't even be giving him airtime.
No. I'm just thinking, because maybe he's listening, that dedication, hard work, not feeling bad for yourself, getting out of the house, making it on your own. There's something character building in that.
Exactly.
And
it makes you feel good about yourself and not hate the world like he does.
And that everybody's life, you have that pivotal moment. Sometimes you have more than once, but you usually remember the first big time it happened, and it usually happens like in your 20s or something.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris is
yeah, he's the product
peace.
Of it.
And he's, again, someone, you know, again, we're not exactly oldsters, but our priorities are different. But with the younger generation, their priorities are like me, my car.
No.
He's caring about people.
Well, he's getting it on his own.
That's what I'm saying. And he's caring about health
right.
and making the world a better place. And it, you know, I'm sure his parents are very proud, because I would be very proud.
Oh, right? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Mom
How could
and Papa,
he not?
Cipriano, you did a good job. So give them a hand, Mom and
yep.
Papa. Give them a hand, Ali. Come on. Give them
one hand?
Yeah. Give them
that's the three mama, hands that we
mama
have.
Mama and Papa Cipriano.
Yes.
Be proud of your boy because he's doing good for the planet. That's what I say. So with that, but just to tell you that Fitness Friday that we do every week.
Yeah, you tell them what you did this week with it.
And we're going to put it on Chris's wall. It's about water.
Yes.
And it's about studies done with water and how water has been known to help migraines in certain studies in the Netherlands. And basically just kind of, you know, sewing this up really nicely that you know, water is a very important
essential.
Thing in our lives. Very
it's
important,
essential.
Yeah.
You know, it's a water health rule that if any business, whether a gym, whether
oh,
a
absolutely.
Restaurant, has no water,
right.
it must be closed up.
Oh, I know.
So there you go.
Well, you remember that time they were working in my bathroom, I had no water. And
yeah.
Yeah, just that's
it.
Had to call everybody back that day. You can't come in.
You can't come in.
So
it's against the law.
You know, if the Board of Health is saying it's important, then we should really be thinking about, yeah, it's probably important. It's important enough to think about what we're putting in our bodies.
Yep.
So we're going to get all that information up for you tomorrow. And if you haven't liked our page already, come on. It's free to like something. The Bridal Body Shop. You get all the Fitness Fridays, all the tips, all the articles we've been in,
mm-hmm.
and you get our shows.
That's
so
it.
Come on, it's and you know what? If you don't like it, walk away. And maybe you'll like it another time. But just like us.
How could you not like it?
I don't know. There are some crazies out there, my darling. You know what I'm talking about. But now we it's time to give a little shout out to people that make the show a happy one and a functioning one. You know who we love, Elite.
Oh,
one of the people we love. We just spoke about them, Topperson. We love Topperson. We love them. They love us. Bruises love them more. It's just a wonderful product. And anybody who knows me knows that it's in most of my locations. Topperson is just...
And on my feet every night.
And on the lovely Lee Zigman's feet every night. And on most of the dances on Broadway.
Yeah.
And the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And basketball. Everybody's using this because it's a product that... very much in step with what we're talking about. It accelerates healing. It doesn't treat the symptoms.
It's a product that really works.
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing.
Right.
It really works.
It doesn't treat symptoms. It helps the body accelerate any injury. That's what you know what? Your body's not a dummy. Your body knows what exactly to do. It's how
right.
we interfere with it, how we sabotage it.
And that's what Lou always says. That's how he came up with that,
yes.
you know?
We
with the cells and
yes,
how they regenerate and how
yes.
they heal, and that's
our
how we became.
Exactly.
See, I know the whole spiel already.
Speaking of, Lou's going to be on in a couple of weeks, so if you're listening, Lou, you'll be joining us again. But yeah, this is it. This is a product that is going to serve you well because it really does work. Not the symptoms, it treats the reason. It treats the core of an injury. Topperson, www.topperson.com, and TopFit30 gets you a discount because you're listening to the Bridal Body.
Because you're cool.
Shop. Yeah, and you're cool. Yeah, well, it's a little of both.
There you go.
A little of both. We're not going to slice and dice it. We don't
care.
Which half is bigger, you're going to profit. Topperson, just really try it, and we guarantee you won't go back. So, Topperson, we also love Elite Ziegelman.
Uh-oh.
Yep. No, there you go. It's a magazine with a show.
Muscle
Sport Magazine.
Woo-hoo.
We love it. It's old school.
Woo-hoo.
Bodybuilding. And this, listen to this.
What?
It's $32 a year. What magazine could you get a subscription for
nothing.
$32 a year and free delivery? Free delivery. Free delivery. $32 a year. You can't go wrong. Muscle Sport Magazine. It's all meat, no filler. And now... they have Muscle Sport TV that I, you know.
Is it aired yet?
You know what? I'm still in the dark, and I've been asking questions, and I said I resent not knowing, so how can I speak about it if I don't know?
Well, we have to find out.
But you know what? Wait a second. Go to their page, and I'm hoping we're going to know a little bit more than the average person, but let's just go to the page, Muscle Sport Mag. www.musclesportmagazine. It's really great. I mean, if you like just the hard facts about bodybuilding,
it's in there.
It's in there. And it's just what we used to enjoy when we were back
just
in the
starting.
Day. Back in the day.
Yeah.
When we were picking up magazines, just trying to
that's how
devour
I started. Yeah.
All the information. So Muscle Sport Magazine. Give them a ring. And $32 a year can't kill you. Free delivery. Do it. Do it for yourself. Do it for your body. We love them. We're always looking. We always have magazines in our waiting room. So Muscle Sport Magazine. And November 14th, Elite. You know what, I know you know what November 19th is, but do you know what November 14th is?
No, I know what November 14th is, but what's the 19th?
There's a mailbox in hell with your name on it. I hate you. November 14th, our partners, the Wedding Salon, is having a big to-do
right.
at the Metropolitan Pavilion.
Woo-hoo!
In Manhattan.
Party!
And let me tell you something.
They throw a party. They know how to do that.
If you're getting married, if you know somebody who's getting married, or if
it's
you just
the place
wanna,
to be.
Know, honestly, I went one year, if you just want to go and look around, there's so many great things. I mean, you don't have to get married to just say, you know what, I'm having a sweet 16 for my daughter, so let me see what caterers they have. Let me see. It's everything that you would need for a wedding, but you know what?
Party planning.
The axillary characters, which are the florists, which are the music. But
mm-hmm.
They're there.
They're everything.
And you can check them out, and you can talk to them.
And you know what?
It's just fun.
You have fun.
Yeah, it really
sampling
is.
Everything.
It really
especially
is.
Especially the food.
It's a big, that's exactly
we
right.
We love doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big to-do,
mm-hmm.
so definitely get down there. The Wedding Salon is probably, I would say, the biggest name in the wedding industry. And Tatiana Byron, who's been on our show, I mean, they have these big things on the West Coast, the East Coast. I mean, she's flown to Europe for weddings. I mean, she is, like, on speed dial. Anybody, who's anybody, has had her at their wedding. And she started out with Martha Stewart, doing her weddings and so on and so forth, and branched out on her own.
There you go.
God bless. So the wedding salon, November 14th. Check them out at the Metropolitan Pavilion. And what else did I want to say to the nice folks? Elliot Ziegelman.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay. I think that's it. I think that's it for our show. And I think next week our guest will be Kettlebell Kitchen, which is, I tell you something, the food is amazing, and it's just, you get three meals a day and lean.
I want to try it.
Yeah, and we're going to talk to them a little bit.
Send them over. Send over those meals.
Kettlebell Kitchen, located in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. And that's our show for today. And we'd like to
thank
Chris Cipriano. Thank you, Chris. Kagan Water, coming on our show, and even coming on after his phone died down. That must have been like, he must have been like talking, and then all of a sudden realizing, he doesn't hear us. So that's live radio at its finest. Love to thank my lovely co-host, Lee Ziegelman.
Oh,
once again, riding shotgun, 4 years, every week. We do it together well, and thank you for being on board. Everybody at home, thank you for listening, and go out. Make it a wonderful day. Be productive. Be good to each other. We hope you see fit to make exercise a part of your life. Take us home, Elite.
You got it. Bye-bye.